Welcome to Hip Hop Social Worker. Welcome to Hip Hop Social Worker. I'm just doing a quick check-in on this Wednesday evening. We almost made it to the week, y'all. I just wanted to check in on, you know, I remember earlier I had mentioned upstream interventions rather than downstream interventions, and I had seen that the city of Beaverton had banned camping for homeless people. It wasn't targeting homeless people specifically in the policy, but I mean, you know, people who work in social work know what those policies are about, you know, and it's kind of I feel like, you know, like I explained earlier in the podcast when I was explaining kind of stuff I've learned in school, that's more of a downstream approach instead of really like figuring out why these people are homeless and, you know, helping ways on that end to kind of fix it. They're trying to do like an old school method and like find people and, you know, lock people up, hoping that they won't, you know, break the law. I say that with quotes. And I feel like that's just kind of backwards thinking, you know. It's those days, I feel like those days got to be wrapped up because there's so much stuff going on in the world that it's, you know, homelessness is caused by many things. And I feel like, you know, fining people for camping or locking them up or taking their stuff, that's just setting people back further, you know, and it's causing a bigger problem. You know, like, you know, I read an article today that rent in Portland is, you know, you can't afford it. You know, really, you know, most people can't afford the rent in Portland. So, you know, in that case, if that's the case, you can't afford the rent, then your chance of being homeless is, you know, that much more. So now, you know what I'm saying, you got a problem where the rent's too high, but, you know, in the city of Beaverton, you finding people for camping and being homeless, you know, we've got a bigger problem on our hands. I really don't feel like that kind of, you know, method is going to work out. You know, like, and I know, you know, it's not aesthetically pleasing to see a camp, you know, people camped out near your property and it's probably not the safest, you know, like I'm sure you don't want your kids walking by that camp. And I get all those things, but, you know, I feel like, you know, taxing them, finding them and putting them in jail, that's just really ass backwards. You know, like, we got to really find a method, you know, or a policy that supports, you know, growth and, you know, like longevity growth, not just, you know, hey, you know, if, you know, like, me scared of a fine. Like, I ain't scared of a fine. Like, if I'm homeless, I'm already homeless. You know, like, a fine ain't going to stop me from, you know, from camping or doing what I got to do. You know, but if we could figure out a way to really put people in better position, you know what I'm saying, or maybe a way that they can afford the rent, you know, and, like, you know, rent has become, like, this big thing of, you know, like, landlords just, and rental companies just charging an arm and a leg just because, you know, like, I can walk to shop. Like, that's, some people can live like that, but, you know, like, I feel like, you know, the high rent and the homelessness problem, it's not a coincidence. You know, like, there's probably, you know, I'm sure that there's a connection between the high rent and the high homeless population, you know, in this city. So, I just feel like that was an ass backwards move, you know, in the city of Beaverton. Like, I know, I get it. You know, homelessness is not comfortable for, you know, for us people who are privileged enough to, you know, to own homes and things like that. But at the same time, us, you know, trying to scare them into finding a home, you know, like, you know, hey, if you don't want to get fined or go to jail, you know, you just work harder and get a home. It ain't that easy, man, especially in this city. You know, it's expensive to live here, and I know it ain't the most expensive, but it ain't the cheapest. And I feel like, you know, these families, you know, a lot of families, like a lot of people that are professionals, we all, like, one paycheck away, you know. And I feel like that's why That's why I feel like a lot of people hate the homeless for that reason, because I think we all know that we won, you know, bad accident away from, you know, from that being our fate. And I think people don't want that to be like, I think people don't want to see that every day, like that could be their reality, you know. And I just, I think people want that to kind of just go away. But at the end of the day, we got to do something, you know, like as a society, we got to do something to help each other out, because that just, that ain't cool. And I don't see it, I don't really see that really benefiting anybody but this, you know, because I don't, like, because if you homeless already, you know, and you trying to fine me and pay these fines, I mean, you think the city of Beaverton will get their money? I don't think so, you know. So I feel like that was just like a scare tactic. And, you know, like, people have a right to not want people to camp on their, you know, on their property or near their property. I'm not saying that you got to let them do that, but I feel like there should have been a better method to handle that, you know. And also, just dealing with our immigration problems too. And, you know, what I'm hearing stories about families getting separated at the border. And that's, I mean, that's, I don't see how people can think that's going to be anyway a good turnout, you know, saying for us as citizens. Like, I mean, we separate families, like, just because of, you know, just because of a legal status, like, come on now. Like, that's not even remotely cool. Like, if you think that's cool to just be able to, like, you know, having moms and dads from their kids and being separated in separate places and things like that, man, we just create more trauma and more, we're going to have to provide more services for these people, because they're going to be traumatized and they're going to have an animosity towards the system. And we just, right now, it's not a good look. You know, I feel like we got to really figure out, like, what's the benefit? Like, what's the point? You know, because of legal status, we going to separate families. Nah, that ain't the way to go, you know. But, you know, that's just me and my social worker mind. You know, I think a little bit differently than most people, you know. And I feel like, I just feel like that is going to cause more problems in the future, you know, then, you know, then we can see it. You know, I feel like right now we are, you know, the people who consider themselves, you know, patriotic and want people to come over here legally. You got to understand that these kind of things have long-term effects, and you can't see it right now, but I'm sure in, you know, the next generation, it's going to pop back up, and you're going to be like, damn, like, where'd this come from? I'm going to be like, man, you remember back in 2018 when we was doing that bullshit? That's when it happened, you know? Well, anyway, you know, I'm just checking in. It's Wednesday. The week's almost over for us 9-to-5ers, Monday through Fridays. It's grad season, so congrats to all the grads. All the grads is getting their social work shit, you know, and getting whatever you're getting, you know what I'm saying? You graduating, that's a big deal. You know, try not to stress about finding the right job right away. You know, that's what I did. And almost drove myself crazy. So just take it easy. You know, whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen. And, you know, good luck with your careers. Everything happens for a reason. And I'll see y'all in a minute.